Blog Talk Radio.
You brought too many.
Saturday afternoon, show number 802. Welcome as we get ready to sit down and get down with 2+ hours of good food for thought, courtesy of your loving mad scientist and all the chefs here at Soul and the Raw. I'm Michael Lewis Singh of DJ Honeycomb, your host, and as always, it is good to be with you. Soul Tree Radio and the Raw, sponsored by BASNNewsroom.com and the Assassins of the Black Athlete Sports Network. Get all the good shit, the who, what, when, where, why, and how, right now at www.BASNNewsroom.com. Shout out to our colleagues down in Virginia at Richmond Soul Radio, where Radio Reggie and crew do sports talk Saturdays noon to 1 p.m., as well as our brothers out west in Upper New York State, Western New York State, that is. Pat Freeman and the Mighty O'Bond crew do the number one sports show in the nation every Saturday from 1 to 2 p.m. Our colleagues in Detroit, Ricky S. Hampton Sr. with the African American Athlete, you can hear them on Blog Talk 10 p.m. Tuesday evenings. And our brother Anthony Johnson, running for public office in the 180th District of Philadelphia, Journey Out of Park, Feltonville. We are behind him 100%, and we know he will be a great public servant. To find out more about what makes this good brother tick, check him out on the Anthony Johnson Show, 6 p.m. Friday evenings. And, of course, our dynamic duo of SB Starbuck and Joey Savage with the Savage and Starbuck Show, Wednesdays 9 Central, 10 Eastern. Riding shotgun with me, I am pleased to say, someone we ain't heard from in a long time, the leading lady, the mistress of Not Airy, Sonic Cheryl. Cheryl, how you be, darling?
I'm fine. How are you?
I am well. I am well. And, of course, the bad man from the East Bay is always riding with us, Gary Norris Gray. What up, G?
I am on the warpath. I have declared war on Buffalo.
Oh, shit. Creating war on Buffalo? Well, ladies first, in this case, Cheryl, it has been a long time, and we are glad that you are still among us, my love. So a couple of things we want to fill in before we get to the meat of the subject here, because we haven't talked since our Eagles handled business.
Whatever. What are we, Super Bowl champs?
I think so. Yes.
Now we have to take
Come
it
on.
With the big dog. We a big dog.
Uh-oh.
We're going to make this a little legacy. In Philly,
mm-hmm.
we've hosted
mm-hmm.
the draft pick.
Yep.
We've got a championship team. Our Sixers are whooping ass and taking names.
Come on.
I guess Philly is the spot, huh? The
yeah,
new
about
city.
Time. mm-hmm.
I like that.
That's right. Even the Flyers were holding court. They made it to the playoffs, so yeah, we got it. Unbelievable.
Yeah, we got it. I think our Eagles put a little fire in everybody's belly that they was like, yeah, we the city that can do this. We can do the damn
thing. I agree.
And we are.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Indeed. So as we bask in this momentary shift in things, and it looks like all the Philly teams are going forward, there's still some shit that's backwards here. And I know I've heard it from everybody. I've seen it from everybody on social media. So I want to hear it from the ladies' point of view. You know what went
mm-hmm.
down. Give me your take on all the Cosby madness.
My take on the Cosby thing, I'm gonna be real about it. He
always
admitted to the crime.
Mm-hmm.
But my thing is, these ladies got paid, and he didn't slip them the pill. He said, here, try this. It's going to make me comfortable. If you had some common sense, you'd be like, no, I don't want to take that. But they took it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You want to know why?
Mm-hmm.
Money and power. The difference
Come
is,
on.
I think Bill Cosby pissed somebody really off. And plus, you know, he had money to buy CBS. They didn't want that black man to own that channel.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't want that.
Yep.
They didn't want it.
Mm-hmm.
So how do we get to a black man's pockets? We go and we search for these people. He's molested
mm-hmm.
so many women. I don't know. I'm going to be real about it. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I think they were
mm-hmm.
willing participants. And after the money stopped, then everybody came out the woodwork. Once the records
yeah.
are sealed, how do you unseal them? But you know, like Michael say, I digress. He's a black man. It was a white man, mm-hmm. and it never opened those records up. You would pay, keep your mouth shut. Yeah, well, mm-hmm. look at the prime example. Look at our president as a damn hoe. The women, I don't understand. The skeletons are falling out the closet. The bones are just falling all out. This man should have been impeached. But guess what? Mm-hmm. Pence is more scarier than his ass is.
Come on.
So what's the better of the two evils? Because Pence mm-hmm. is vicious. I believe it. You can look at him and tell he's a snake in sheep's wool. He's a snake.
Come on.
And he's
that's
a conservative. Real conservative. Real conservative.
Very conservative.
Don't
I mean,
help
he's like fire and brimstone
shit.
Bible conservative. Yeah, exactly.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
Now, I'll pick up on this because, yeah, I'm sorry.
To me, these, and I have nothing wrong with people having their faith, but you can't
mm-hmm.
shove your faith down on everybody else. For what
that's
you
right.
believe.
Mm-hmm.
That's
nope.
not how the world's supposed to work. That's not how God made it. If that was the case,
mm-hmm.
we wouldn't have all these different religions. And I'm
real
getting
talk.
Tired of them shoveling and pushing their beliefs on everybody else. The
mm-hmm.
Bible is man written, so you can't take it for whatever it, everything is said.
Thank you.
Because it is
mm-hmm.
man written. It is not directly
mm-hmm.
from God.
Come on.
He was told this is what God said. But what do we really know that? No, we don't. So you need to take
nope.
things as they go. People are the way they are for a reason. God made everybody different. He didn't make us all the same. We might be
mm-hmm.
the same color, but everybody's different. Everybody's individual. The NRA has entirely too much fucking power. Too much.
That's right.
But
mm-hmm.
again, if you don't go and vote for your state representatives and your judges and your senators, this is the shit that happened. But now
that's
that
right.
these kids have gotten involved and they're scared for going to school, and these are kids of privilege that I ain't got to live like this. And I'm turning
right.
to vote when I'm 18. So we'll vote your ass out. That's what these kids mean. This one's something.
That's right.
This is not something that's just going to go the fuck away.
Mm-hmm.
It's not.
What you just said.
Not only did it touch
right.
that, it touched Black Lives Matter also because they know how
mm-hmm.
we feel now.
Yeah.
Gunfire play don't have no color structure. It don't matter.
Bullets
black
ain't got no prejudice.
Green. None
that's
at
right.
all. None
mm-hmm.
at all.
Yep. You know, you just opened up a huge kettle of stuff here because. To go back to where you started, it's one thing to offer someone something to take. It's another thing to slip it on somebody in their drink. Now, I am no hypocrite, and I know Cosby's a scumbag, and I know he did some dirt. In my heart,
yeah,
I feel
he
that
he cheated.
Truth.
He did
but,
stuff.
But,
he cheated. He did
and,
stuff.
And, you know,
but he didn't force these women to take these pills.
Exactly.
They took
exactly,
them
exactly,
because they wanted to see what was the effect, and they, you know, and they wanted to sleep with him. But of course,
right.
they knew he had money. A bunch of them, and Janice, that slut has slept with every fucking
yep,
body.
Cunt
really
Dickinson.
Not.
Oh yeah.
She's
she didn't sleep with him, but she lied about this shit. mm-hmm.
She's credible. Yeah. Huh. Really?
Yeah.
That
trick lied
everything.
About it and said she actually said, and referring to Janice Dickinson, so-called model, she actually said she put that shit in the book because she wanted to feed her family. She knew she was lying and threw that shit in there anyway. She should have been arrested for putting false shit in there like that. But, of course, they won't say anything and she's a victim. Now, here's some victims for your ass. Temple University, don't be a hypocrite. If you are going to turn
you
your back on him now, then give
money.
Back.
Give his money
you.
Back.
Finish,
give
finish
him
the sentence.
Give his money back. You're taking his name off a building. I want my goddamn
that's right.
money back. Cough it up. Can you
give me the
20
milli back?
Hell no.
That's right.
No, they can't.
20 milli.
And if
give that 20 milli back.
Good, If his lawyers mm-hmm. were good, they'd be like, oh, since my name's off the building,
yeah.
I want my motherfucking money mm-hmm. back. Give me my
That's
money
right.
back.
Yep.
Because he
All
gave a
that.
Lot to Temple. Yes.
And then go after Harvey Weinstein's funky ass, Donald Trump,
Dirk,
Bill O'Reilly, all
right.
these motherfuckers that did the dirt. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So when they find all the white ones, they got to feather out and find a black one and try to equal
That's
it
all I'm
all.
Saying.
Really
if you're going to get them all. Don't half step. You know, get them all. Don't sit in and give me this bullshit about one and not the others. And casually forget the other shit that's going on. We
Michael,
got Radio Reggie in the mix as well. And Gary, go ahead.
Michael, you know how America runs. You know how mm-hmm. it runs. Look,
yep.
Michael Jackson, what was he? A better male.
They went after that money. They went after that money.
Hey, but Mike, I got a surprise for you today, Mike. You ready for this?
Come on.
Oh, is that my Queen Shana Cheryl on the air? Is that you, beautiful?
Yes, it is. Hi, honey. How are you?
Hey, beautiful. You feeling okay?
I'm feeling good. Just been very, very busy. I had a little mild stroke, but I'm my sister's strong. You can't take me down with a little stroke. I'm back, full of facts.
What?
Yeah,
y'all talking about racism. I got the mighty over Pat Freeman with me. Hey, cuz, you there, cuz?
I'm here. What up, Mike? Hello?
Hey, hello, Bob. What's up, brother?
Hey,
there you go.
Over is pissed. He's ready to rumble. He is mad. I'm getting out the way right now. Take it over.
Hey, what's
up? All is good, Oba. All is good.
Yeah, tell him about
now,
this quarterback
I know.
Drafted.
Oh, Lord
I,
have mercy.
I,
Talk
I
about
livid.
This fool.
How does the NFL and the Bills organization
mm-hmm.
draft a vehement racist?
Mm-hmm.
And the proof is it's in writing. And then
tell
I met some idiot
right.
trying to, you know, tell him about, oh, we got to forgive. And it was just stupidity. Man, racism is racist.
Uh-huh.
I told that
Thank
person,
you.
Get off my Facebook page. I blocked him in
mm-hmm.
RV. Don't you ever get back on my Facebook page. I mean, racism is racism. It has to be confronted at every turn.
Well, you know,
we're
supposed to always turn the other cheek, you know. And let's face it, NFL's about making money. It is what it is. It's about making money.
No.
They don't give a shit about the racism. They,
Mm-mm.
it's about making
and
money.
And the thing that gets me, sister, is he wasn't even the best quarterback on the board.
Thank
but
you.
He was the representative of white supremacy. Lamar Jackson's better than every one of these people. Every one of
they
them.
They know it.
Mason Rudolph
they
is
know
better
it.
Than him. Kyle Loretta better
yep.
than him. But you gonna
mm-hmm.
take the guy spewing racism? Because he knows the pathetic leadership in Buffalo that we got here. They ain't going to say a word.
That's
and they
exactly
haven't
right.
said a word. You haven't had – I've had more white colleagues, Mike, and you know it. They're the ones
mm-hmm.
speaking up against – how could the Bills pick a guy that makes these types of statements? He's a white,
Come
white
on.
Colleague.
Mm-hmm.
But the black leadership here, they're silent. You got a black mayor. That's
yep.
not a word. Not a word. And it befuddles me. Racism has to be confronted at every turn. And I said, if y'all
yep.
thought I was going to come on the air and not talk about this racist move, I said, this is along the lines of Donald Sterling. The Pagoulas,
exactly.
need to think about removing their franchise license. Because you have
mm-hmm.
no business condoning the drafting of a guy like this, and you got Colin Kaepernick that can't get a job for kneeling?
Nowhere for
standing
up. Standing up for his people.
Richie Incognito. And
Kaepernick is a good player. It's not like he ain't a good player. He'd be an asset
to any
team.
This guy can't even play.
But you know what?
This guy can't even play. He can't even play.
We don't stick together, and this is why things don't get done. All that money in the NFL, if y'all all kneel, the owner's going to fire all to y'all? Hell no, because then they ain't got no goddamn football game. You got to think like that, and we don't. We're afraid of losing our money and our cars and our houses.
But that's why, Cheryl.
If they take a stand, it'd be a difference.
Mm-hmm.
One man.
That's why they punish it.
And all of them should have.
That's why they punishing him.
All of them.
That's why they punishing him. That's exactly right, Cheryl. They're punishing Cap because he had the backbone to stand up to this shit.
Right.
And he thought the brothers would have his back, and he found
and
out
he
the hard way that wasn't true.
They sold him out quick.
Mm-hmm.
Sold him out
faster than
Josh
getting McDonald's in the drive-thru.
Have been allowed to been drafted.
Mm-hmm.
Why y'all going?
Should not have been allowed.
When are y'all going to stop following the master and stand up on your own two feet? There's enough money out that they can say, fuck the owners, because without us, they ain't got no goddamn game. They won't
mm-hmm.
do that. They so scared. What are you scared of? Powers and numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the majority
and
of
they won't do it.
And they won't
they
do it.
They could have solved the Kaepernick problem one Sunday. All they said was, we ain't taking the field till Kaepernick is signed.
Come
y'all
on.
Signed Kaepernick?
See?
That's 90% of the league.
And here's
the
irony. He's still a member of the union. He's still paying dues as a member of
a
union. Has no teeth. DeMarcus Smith is the invisible man. Even Ralph Ellison can't find his black ass. You got to be kidding me.
He hasn't made a statement. Nothing. And they
mm-hmm.
quietly.
Nothing.
They quietly changed the constitution of the NFLPA to prevent him from being challenged the head. Did y'all
mm-hmm.
know that?
That's right.
In September
that's right.
last year.
Well, that's
mm-hmm.
what they do. They do everything mm-hmm. behind doors and behind. They make deals behind doors. They've always been there. And we always got all these yes niggas. Okay? And it's a shame
mm-hmm.
because Kaepernick can't get a damn job nowhere. But you know what? He sat down and analyzed and he made a statement. I'd be able to live no matter what. If I never play a damn day in the NFL, I'm
mm-hmm.
good. I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
He's
right.
still giving
That's
back.
True.
He's still giving back. So some of you other guys in the NFL need to man up. Put your
mm-hmm.
big boy draws on and show the NFL what it's about. Without us,
mm-hmm.
we ain't got no goddamn game. How about that? I ain't playing, okay?
Come on.
What you gonna do? Find
mm-hmm.
me? Find me. I can't pay that. Find
Real
me.
Real talk.
You wanna find me again?
See.
Find me. I can pay that too.
Mm-hmm.
That's
right.
what they need to do. But they're afraid. They're afraid of losing
absolutely.
Their materialistic thing.
Absolutely.
It's not about human rights and what's right or wrong. It's about things.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not seeing anybody go to the grave and take a house and a car and his jewelry and his money with him. It don't go with you when they throw you in that
dirt. There you go.
So
I
don't see a hearse truck following you to the grave. Yeah, here's your house, here's your car, and all your money. And we're going to put it in
mm-hmm.
the grave with you, and you're going to spend that in heaven or hell. It don't go with you.
There you go.
And
you
know, forget that these NFL players are raising sons their damn self. Holler back at a sister.
See, now that's an interesting point. Cheryl, you just brought up a great point. How are families of these players, and we know if they got families, the kids are young, how are they looking at all this? You know, is it like, you know, daddy just trying to feed the family and all that? Or are they aware enough to see that there's some other things that are going on here? And unfortunately, they're getting the lesson early on as to what life in America is. Patton, you're up there in Buffalo. You know the temperature has always been tense when it comes to ethnic issues. And Buffalo can't get more ethnic than a fucking racist as their starting quarterback. What the fuck is he going to say to that black wide receiver? You know, nigga run a square out over here and I'll hit you? You know, he may not say that straight out, but what's the difference knowing what he did? We've seen punished for less shit than this. One sap smoked a joint, allegedly, and lost millions of dollars in potential bonus money because they tried to say there was an issue. Randy Moss lost huge amounts of money for the same reason, attitude, because he wasn't a smiling Negro, and Minnesota got him, and, of course, he paid everybody back in spades. Lewis Oliver, a safety, was the victim of a vicious rumor by Mel Kiper and was demoted to 25th in the first round. He wore 25 for the Miami Dolphins when he should have been a top 10 talent the year he was drafted. We know that there's sidebars that come out all the time, but it's interesting how they waited until the last possible minute before somebody dropped that out about your quarterback. Because we knew it was there. They knew it was there. Yeah. What's that?
No, it's unbelievable. Unbelievable. But I've always told black people, we're the biggest consumers. We spend the most money. And when you take their dollar back, mm-hmm. they feel that. They change
exactly.
their suit. Niggas, what y'all need? Because I can make it work because I need your money. So I can be
That's right.
I'm ashamed of the guys in the NFL. I'm ashamed of them. I thought they would do better, and they didn't.
I need to hear. Reggie, are you coming in clearly? Can you hear us?
Yes, sir. I can hear you.
Wait for Pat. Is Pat still there?
Oh, bye.
Okay, I thought he popped out or whatnot. Go ahead, Gary.
No, the NFL, I've been doing this for years and years. Nothing new mm-hmm. here.
Yep.
In 1960, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Eagles were a champion, right? How many players were on the Eagles and that team? All right? So this is nothing new here. Nothing new.
Hey. No, there's nothing new. But the methodology is different, guys, because
yes,
no matter what we say here, no, seriously, no matter what we say, the NFL does not owe you a job. Cheryl Jones could be the best wide receiver in the draft, but if she's telling everybody to kiss her ass and all the other good shit that goes with it, they'll say, Cheryl Jones is a troublemaker. We don't want her playing in this league. They will not draft her. They did
exactly.
it with Michael Sam. They did it
and
with Michael Sam.
Have that
Michael
power.
Sam. Exactly. They shouldn't, but now they do. And that's exactly right, Cheryl. They have antitrust powers that allow them to operate, to operate for years as a not-for-profit entity. They made buku billions of dollars on Super Bowl, on betting, on everything else because they were a not-for-profit entity. And now they are not. They're still making money because now they can pick up two sets of books and use one for whatever reasons and use the other one to obfuscate the real money that they're making. I got Reggie back. Reggie, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes. Is Oba still with you?
No, he had to go. But, you know,
okay.
I kind of want to follow up on this so-called NFL draft they did. And that racist ass
mm-hmm.
Jerry Well, they had the Buffalo
mm-hmm.
Bills do a pick. And see, this is how slick the NFL is, and I'm sure Silent Shell can back me up on this. They would go ahead and have this individual. Hell, I'm dealing with cancer too, so, you know, forgive me if I don't feel sorry for the guy. But they got some guy
mm-hmm.
with a poncho hat on or whatever, comes up on stage,
mm-hmm.
takes a picture with the 18th pick in the third round, and he announced the person. Like, that's supposed to be good PR. Well, I like to see how much money you're doing in the communities of color. You know, how much money are you
mm-hmm.
delivering, you know, with the
yep.
$1 billion that we put revenue that goes back in your pocket. Hey, sure, I'll let you run with that.
You know where it's going nowhere. Not to us,
mm-hmm.
for sure. Not
mm-hmm.
for us.
I knew sure I wanted
it's
some
a
of that.
Shame. It's a shame that. And I hate to say it, in Philadelphia, we had to get a white mayor in order for the schools to open on time, put in a tax for soda, and they bitching about a soda tax, but you'll pay $9 for a pack of cigarettes, kiss
Hello.
My entire ass, okay?
Hello.
Because You're educating these black kids that need to learn. They need to learn early on with this new math, because our kids are lost in Philadelphia with this new math. They're lost. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that book, that Common Core bullshit.
Later than the city kids, the kids outside in the suburbs, they got everything.
Mm-hmm.
They needed new books. They're getting books. They're getting centers. It's a shame a white man had to do it. We had a black mayor, and he said, "Fuck y'all, I'm taking my friend, my family, China on y'all. We going to Rome on y'all. We having the big 4th of July and Labor Day party," and they never gave out how much revenue the damn city made the whole time his black ass was in office.
Hey, sure. I got a question for you, sure. Okay. Historically, you had two black mayors and a police chief. I'll go back to Richard Island City and the move. You had a black mayor sanction the bombing of a city block with the blessing of a...
He did not sanction that. The police commissioner sanctioned that. And he told the mayor after that, and he took the fucking fall for it.
Yeah,
you know,
but that police commissioner was black, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, he was black.
Okay,
and
so it was black on black terrorist
act. Okay, so he was black. So it was always one of us in there. Uncle Tom everywhere, ain't it? Ain't it?
Yep.
Ain't it? Well, I guess he was Uncle Tom. And the mayor was man enough to take the fall for his Uncle Tom then. He stood up
and
like
then,
a man.
Right.
And then
Mayor Netta, the first thing Mayor Netta did when he came in there, he took money out of the inner city program to shut the pools down, shut recreation down. This is Mayor Netta, a fucking Democrat.
I didn't vote for that bastard. I campaigned against him. And he still won. He still won because he had white people with money backing him up because they knew he was a yes nigga and all he wanted to do was travel all over and spend to Philadelphia.
Yep. Hello,
I'm
Hillary
so
Clinton.
Glad his ass is out of office and now he can't get a job as a dog catcher. Good. As he should. You ain't heard nothing from his ass, have you? Nope. They
no, you don't need to.
Spit him out and throw him to the side.
That's exactly right. And this speaks to a bigger problem. The fact that people will not go in there and be responsible, but this is a byproduct of not voting. You know, skin folk ain't kin folk. Some skin folk ain't kin folk. And you sat on your ass and you ate bonbons watching The Voice or whatever the fuck the show was when you should have been out there taking your ass to the polls and voting. Whatever they want to say about Hillary Clinton, and I am not her biggest fan by no stretch. She was going to be a far better alternative than what you have
and
now.
And let me tell you something. Your child program, health care program for kids from 2 on to 18 was Hillary Clinton's project.
She created it. She's the one that pushed it through. Mm-hmm.
So when they look, they need to know their damn facts. What the problem was, Hillary was a bitch that wasn't going to back down. That's why they didn't like her. That's what you have to be in politics, especially in a boys' club.
Right.
You can't be a punk to be a woman. Cannot be.
That's right.
You got to
blow
up
even
though we ain't got none.
Cheryl, I contend this, though.
In order to survive.
Hillary Clinton fucked herself. Hillary Clinton fucked herself and she didn't pick up Bernie Sanders and say, "All right, let's join forces." And for whatever reason, Bernie managed to capture their conscience. They could have said, whatever differences we got, we'll squash it for now and we'll deal with it later.
I don't think it was one-sided. I don't think Bernie wanted to either. I think
I don't disagree. I don't disagree. Somebody should have said...
Somebody
should have said it would have been.
Somebody
should have said it would be far worse. It would be far worse, and all of this shit has come out to the surface now because people did not understand their sense of responsibility. We are reliving history as it speaks right now because we know it always recycles. There's no difference. There's no difference between these black men getting killed out here and black women getting killed out here than what was done with people with lynchings back in the day. It's just
yes,
now because
in the
50s of
and the
60s. Technology.
Yeah.
Technology brings it all out so you can see it. They want to desensitize you to the fact that a black life ain't worth shit.
Worth shit.
So there's no
exactly.
need for you to get upset about it. That's right. But but let a puppy or a kitty get drowned in a stream or something like that, and all of a sudden there's legislation
let
for animal rights.
The dog die in the airplane. The dog die in the open
exactly.
compartment in 48
exactly.
hours. Both parties can get
I'll give you a prime. I'll give you another prime example. That airplane that woman brought down with one engine was a woman. You did not hear them praise her one fucking bit.
That's
she
right.
was a woman
That's right.
pilot. You
yep.
ain't hear
yep.
a female pilot. Yep.
And she lost yep. one person. The odds of her bringing that plane down like that was shows you she had nothing but fucking skill. But they didn't give her her props
That's right.
like they
yep.
did the one that
Jeez.
Floated the plane in the lake.
Hey, Sarah, she,
right.
had more balls. She had more balls than the co-pilot because he was
exactly.
he was scared to death. She made the call.
He was screaming. He was screaming like a bitch. Exactly.
And she said, I got this.
He got in touch with his male side, not
to
his male side.
Mm-hmm.
And she,
it's true.
She
wrote,
yep.
She should have been lauded.
Praise her.
She should have been lauded for saving all those lives, and they didn't say boo. Southwest Airlines dropped
down.
The ball on that shit big time. That's right.
And she didn't even crash the plane. She brought it down in one fucking piece so they could look through
That's
it and
right.
see what the hell went wrong. No
Thank
props
you.
At all. And from what I understand,
she's
a naval pilot and she's the best. Her husband's a pilot.
I'm glad you brought that up because it's a byproduct of what happened in that incident. Southwest took about 3,000 flights offline and did major overhauls. That's exactly right. But if that plane had crashed like that, and if that plane had crashed and lives had been lost, if they had done the assessment like they always do, they not only would have blamed her, they would have lost millions of dollars in business because people would not be flying Southwest. You know, it only takes, they don't happen often, but it takes
Vegas,
one plane crash
Southwest,
to change everything.
I tell you what, when I went to Vegas, I flew Southwest and coming back from Atlanta to Richmond, we had one of the oldest raggedy planes ever. I prayed all the way coming back. I said, Lord, this bitch should be out of
right.
commission. What
them,
the fuck they doing with this plane still black?
You helped them fly that plane, didn't you?
Yes, sir. I said, God, if you're up there. This is Reg again. I know I've been calling you lately, but brother needs some help. Don't worry about me, but my wife means everything to me. So can you help a nigga get back? I was sitting there praying the whole time. When that bitch landed in Richmond, I said, oh, God, thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Well,
I don't drink, but I'll attempt to drink that time.
No, meanwhile. No. Well, so
I was like Jerry Jones at every CK
convention. Has anybody flown JetBlue? Oh, my God. JetBlue is the wet. Oh, God, never. They offer the cheapest price. You should see how cheap the planes are. It is
don't
horrible.
Fly. Hey,
look.
I would put Donald Trump
on
Spirit,
on
and
him.
I can't despise him. Spirit is the worst.
I would put my dog on him. Oh, my God.
Oh, man. I'll tell anybody, do not fly Spirit. I would put Jerry Jones on Spirit. They are terrible. Spirit is
terrible. So you're saying if you fly in Spirit, the likelihood is you may end up one and shit because you'd be sitting on the outside of the fucking plane.
If I fly in Spirit, somebody done drug me and carried my blackness on that. I have no idea where I'm at. I'll join the Republican Party if I fly Spirit. I would take those lying ass diamond and sparkle the Trump bitches to lunch before I would fly Spirit. Them lying heifers in front of Congress.
Yeah.
For $1,000. You lie for $1,000. Unreal.
Well, on that note, I'll take Trump bitches for $1,000. Now, as we were starting off in the beginning.
You got the daily double.
That's right. So as we were starting off in the beginning of the show, we know motherfuckers are used to dropping dime. You know, that's been done. But the reality is, too much stuff has happened that would not force action had this been a different administration. We knew Bill Clinton was getting his dick sucked every day, and they were more angry at the fact that he was getting his dick sucked than they weren't, because in spite of everything, they were still getting shit done. Now, I'm not saying that's right, that it's right. I ain't saying it's right. But
Monica was a hero. She was calming him down.
But Hillary said, better her than me, okay? Okay, girl, that if you want to blow him, go right ahead. That means I got to blow him, okay? Thank you so very much for your services.
Yeah.
I appreciate
it.
Come on. Keep his mind
clear.
Clear his mind. I'm sorry, Cheryl. I apologize, Cheryl. I'm sorry.
Hey, come on.
We got a lady here. I apologize, Cheryl. We got a lady here. Cheryl, don't take offense to quote Adele Gibbons. We got a fucking lady here. Y'all show some manners.
And I'm such one. Okay. Such a fucking lady.
Okay, so Cheryl, let me ask you, Cheryl, because for those that don't know, Cheryl campaigned for former President Obama. She got people out there to vote. You know, we've visited this situation before, but even more so, I know you feel the aftermath of this because you were out there doing the legwork. How are you seeing this country now, a year plus,
since this motherfucker got in office? I'm seeing this country because when they said he got elected, they would fight him all the way. And because our black asses didn't get out here and fucking vote, they were allowed to do that. If you
in
hadn't
the
voted in all these Senate races and state representative and judges, it would have made a difference if the House was Democrat, and they're not the best. But they are not the worst like the Republicans. The Republicans are about the rich getting rich. They've never been about the working man. And when will these white folks, these poor white trash, wake up and realize they don't give a shit about you? Now, remember, so-called president wasn't going to close the mines? Well, he closed the mines, and they ain't got no damn health insurance, and they fucking dying from black lungs. How you like me now, okay?
Hello.
He lied. He lies about everything, and he deflags everything and changes everything with other shady shit because he's a flim-flam man. That's
Come on.
And my reality of it is that bastard didn't want to show his record because his ass was broke before he got in the White House. Now he making money because he ain't never in the White House. He's in all the clubs golfing and shit, and these white people are giving him money. He was broke. That's why he didn't want to give out his record. That's why it is the way it was. He had no damn money. That's why he didn't want to show his record. Mm-hmm. But you know, how many times did they investigate that Obama wasn't born in Hawaii? And Hawaii is the state of the United States, dumbass. How many times did they looked every rock they could. They could not find nothing. He was a strong man with intelligence, so was his wife. And his wife said, I'll go down for mine.
They say that. They went after Michelle. They couldn't find her on the block. They went after her.
Couldn't find nothing. And now they want Obama to say something. Obama said, I ain't got shit to say because that's what I have to say, y'all. Y'all fucking listen big. Look what the fuck y'all got in the White House representing the United States. And everybody looking at this fool here and trying to hold his wife's hand. His wife, degraded me and
well,
the
you
White
know,
House and
I,
everything else. I don't want to hold his hand. I want this shit to hurry up and be over with so I can divorce his ass.
Exactly. I give.
Go through. Because as soon as this is over, I'm filing them fucking papers, okay?
She gave zero fucks about that. And we also know that Stormy Daniels looks like one of his ex-wives, Marla Maples. And all that shit about him thinking that they all look like his daughter, which is another bunch of sick shit. I ain't even going to go down. adds up to one thing.
That bitch is sick.
But he's made statements about his daughter like that. He's done so dumb and ignorant. He don't even know. This man is so ignorant. And how he, the reality of it, all the business deals he had, all the small people, all the people to help him build buildings and shit, all with bankrupt behind him. He pays fucking nobody. Nobody.
Yep.
He's a goddamn flim-flam man who's flim-flam in the United States, and they allow the Republicans can't reel his ass in, so they all because they know it's going to be a hot-ass mess behind him.
Yeah, a hot-ass mess indeed.
I'm not coming back the next year. I don't want to run. You know why you don't want to run? Because you're not going to fucking win. It's going blue again.
That's right.
That's why they know it. They know it. And with kids with this gun, they done told you, we voting your asses out. You don't want to do what we want to do? We're going to change this. And they're fucking
the significance,
scared. And they don't have any counteraction for this. All the money in the world ain't going to help this. It's a done
That's
deal.
Right.
A lot of these kids turn 18 in September. They fucked.
Exactly. Yep.
They fucked.
And a lot of them.
That's why they quitting. That's why they not coming back.
Yep. A lot of them. A lot of them in several states have already pre-registered. So they know there's a whole other wave. Of potential voters. Got me sneezing my ass off here. That are going to have effect overall. Thank you, dear. That will affect the overall outcomes of several elections. We've seen even in Reggie State down in Virginia, people won in spite of the huge political machines that were operating against them. So now, as they always do, whenever there's a gain by the other side, the Republicans who stay in Dick Dastardly mode will always try to find a counter. And while we're speaking on this, let's not forget there's several Democrats who ain't shit either. And what this really comes down to is that we're talking about two wings of the same bird. Now, some Democrats will be exalted by these actions come November if everything stays consistent and the message to go out and vote remains consistent. But a lot of these guys, just like they did with Obama, are riding coattails of a wave, and they could give a fuck about who's in as long as they get in. What they do they get in... Yes.
Yeah, Mike, real quick.
They got a thing called
the Blue Dog Democrats. And right now they're going up to certain people and say, show me a list where you can get $200,000 right now. If you can't, we don't want you to run. And I think, sure, if you're part of town, they got some people and some Blue Dog Democrats who vote Republican are trying to push some conservatives, I mean, moderate Democrats out of the way and get some Blue Dogs in there to kind of upset the pie.
I wouldn't doubt it, but you know what? These young people, as much as we doubted them, are becoming watchdogs of the system. And they want to fucking change because a lot of them know now how it is to fear someone coming in a school with an assault rifle. What the fuck you need an assault rifle for? What kind of fucking hunting? I'm not a hunter, but I know that's not what you use to hunt Bambi with or a bear with or some rabbits.
That's right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
What do you need them for? What do you need them for?
That's exactly right.
I think these kids are serious. They're the new watchdogs. And what the old masters got to do is groom these motherfuckers to know the snakes in the system. And they'll be good if we groom them.
Yeah.
We need to take them by the hand and say, hey, Buck, let me show you how you do this. Let me show you what you need. Let me show you what you look out. That's what we need, and they're not doing it. That's what we need. We need some
that's
of our old school to groom the new ones that are vicious and ambitious like we were when we were young. You bank on that. You use that to better the system. You don't, you know, that's what we need to do. We need to take them by the hand and guide them the right way, so that everything they do counts for what they want done in this world, because they're different from, they don't see color like we see color. This is some racist, breaded shit A lot of them don't see.
That's right.
Prejudice is taught to you. You're not born with it. Kids play all the time.
Mm-hmm.
They don't see what color you are.
That's exactly right. Yep.
And if
your parents
are not that type of person and they believe in equal rights and things like that, where a lot of these kids are because they fought against the system their parents did about how things are doing, we have to guide these young kids so that everything that they do counts for something positive and the changes that they want.
Exactly. And you know what? What you just said. Yeah, but what you said makes so much sense. You know, back in the day, it was like, oh, there's Gary. Yo, Gary, come on. We need one more for stickball. Nobody gave a fuck about what Gary looked like. Gary's part of the neighborhood. Get your ass over here. We need somebody for stickball. Kids come out with more humanity than their adults by far nowadays. In spite of the fact that adults imprint and give them their basic knowledge, kids who understand that, whoa, we can't do this. All I give a shit about is I'm sitting here in the sandbox and Reggie got a dump truck. Let's play in the sand. You know, it's as simple as that.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, we know motherfuckers won't allow for that because they realize if we make them human, then they're going to treat everyone with humanity. And we can't have that either.
Yep.
Once again, that's
damn
how they
shame.
Took the script. You had a council of citizens, the white citizen council, and you got D6 Society, like Skull and Bone, and the Bilderberg group. How can nobody say D6 societies are behind the scenes pulling these strings? And I can tell you right now, they are setting everything up for war because they know they can make big money off of war. And sure, you are so right. That bitch was broke before he got in office. Look, the Pentagon threatened our office space in Trump Towers in New York. Every time he goes to his estate down in Florida, he does not have to even give an accountant who comes to see him.
Mm-hmm.
And what really pissed me off, he has his own private police protecting him, not the Secret Service. Nobody's not talking about that.
Cause
now, who's
you know
paying
that? You know why? Because he's scared of the Secret Service protecting him. You know why? Because they're incompetent, remember? Yeah, he's fucking scared because they're not going to protect his ass. That's why he's got him on the show. Because he knows they be like, I'm incompetent, remember? Yeah, that's why he's scared. Yeah, because he's scared. He has made a lot of fucking enemies.
He's scared.
A lot of enemies. Taxes on stealing shit. He made a lot of enemies. And he said, I don't want the FBI to check me. I called the motherfuckers incompetent because Joe said, I ain't taking a bullet for that bitch. If they shoot him up, I didn't see it.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he's scared. He know they ain't going to protect his ass. They ain't going to protect him. He already know it.
Yep.
He done made too many people mad. They're not gonna protect him. He has to get his own police. Yep.
I don't wanna ruin a good rant, but I do want Gary to finish what he started because he came on the war path against Buffalo. So by all means continue war path, Gary.
No, when the Obama saying it was so true. You sit here, you sit here, and you drive the quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Who's a known racist, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody said from the beginning. So why are you driving him? You're driving him because your fan base is racist. Admit it.
Yeah.
That's why he drives him.
Mm-hmm.
They knew they'd get away with it because nobody would complain about it. I'm on the warpath because of this. You sit there.
It gets on my nerves. Yeah.
You sit there and you will not let go of Kaepernick.
Gary's pissed. He's talking clear. He's mad as hell. Damn. He's pissed.
Well, that's Gary. Gary, as you should be, because that bastard got a letter in the NFL But see, black pants ain't doing nothing like it. Because I'd be like, I don't play with no motherfucker that's racist. Fuck no. I got a problem with it.
You have bad players who won't say a word. Why? Because there's too many women get that paycheck. And then I have the best regards for going Kelly.
Uh-huh.
You know why? Because he's speaking for the heart. And that's why we had a thousand players not going Kelly.
Well, Gary, let's think of it like this. You know what? They hired him, but the first time he called one of them girls in the locker room a nigga, they got a surprise. And he's going to slip up and do it, and he's going to call the wrong one. And it's going to be fighting and discord and this, you know, just a mishmash mess up in the locker room. Because he's going to slip and call somebody a nigga. Watch and see. It's breaded in him. And you don't want to do that to a bunch of brothers. He's going to slip and call one of them niggas. He's going to slip. And it's going to be a fight up in that motherfucker there. It's going to be a problem. Because he doesn't know how to control it. Because it's breaded. He don't know how to control it. And he's going to slip and call one of them niggas. And he's going to call the wrong one.
That's right. But let's not forget.
Wait. Let me get one more step.
Sure.
You will call black people the N word.
Yep.
You will call women B and O, right? But when it comes to gay people, you defend them, alright?
Yeah.
Now, what is that about? You have to play black people, but you have to play gay and lesbians. Something wrong with the picture.
Exactly. There's a lot wrong with that picture. And here's the thing that really scares them, because we cannot forget, just as was mentioned, Buffalo took some kid who we know is a punk. He said some racist shit, and he didn't own up to it until he got busted. This was not an issue of a kid who acted like a kid and say dumb shit like some folks do, like we all have done. But when the money was on the line, they said, don't say shit. We got to spin this motherfucker because we got to get your white ass in this league because there are too many black quarterbacks that are coming into prominence. We cannot deny their talent anymore. You look at the scope of the league now and look what's going on. You got the kid in Houston. He was rocking the house before he got hurt. We got Russell Wilson out in Seattle. We got now Lamar Jackson will one day be the Baltimore Ravens starting quarterback, and he got the fire in the belly, and if the opportunity is presenting himself, he's going to whip a whole lot of ass. Pittsburgh ass, Cleveland ass, don't matter who ass, he's going to kick a whole lot of ass. And now as we get into this, we flip back on Kaepernick, and you don't understand, or people forget, this was a kid who was born multi-ethnic, adopted, and could have skated his whole life on the border of being that which comes with the so-called privilege of being an athlete. He didn't have to say a fucking thing, but he had the good sense to know that when Eric Garner was choked to death, when Sandra Bland was murdered and hung in her jail cell, that Michael Brown was left bleeding out in the middle of somewhere in the fucking St. Louis for hours before they allowed the ambulance to come get them. He saw himself the same way he saw Eric Garner. And because of that, if he wasn't awoke already, he stayed woke at the reality that, one day some redneck son of a bitch might do the same thing to me, and he's not going to worry about my celebrity. We just had an incident where some redneck cops in Georgia fucked up some black guy, and when they found out he was a former NFL player,
after they had beat him like a runaway slave, they say, oh, you know, we'll drop all the charges because we're in a good mood as long as your video does not get to public or to the social media stage. And it did. And it wasn't because of the man involved, but that's what we're talking about. Don't talk out of both sides of your fucking mouth. Don't tell me what a great country this is when you can see a young man see this and say, there's something fucking wrong here. Forget about the animal who died on the plane. And I'm not an animal hater. But if you can't initiate laws that make motherfuckers back the fuck up and think before they take a life unwillingly with some sort of lack of humanity, then there's something major wrong, and it needs to be corrected. Cops should have their pensions in effect when they go to the steps that they do. You're going to take a life? Okay, fine. We'll take that out your pension, you know? Then maybe you'll think twice and use a billy club or restrain in a different manner than try to pump 30 bullets in a motherfucker and then say, I fear for my life.
Well, like, let's take, for example, how they conveniently cut off their microphones and their cameras, too, when they're doing shit.
Exactly.
They should not be
exactly.
allowed to do that. All that money
nope.
that's spent for that fucking equipment supposedly
mm-hmm.
protect you from doing the wrong fucking thing. Why is it that
Come
they're
on.
Allowed to turn it on and off when it's
that's
convenient,
right.
when they're doing something they ain't
mm-hmm.
got no fucking business doing? And the difference
exactly.
is they're not going to be found guilty anyway because, first of all,
mm-hmm.
the jury is not fair. And white people
yep.
sit up there and think, well, if it was me, I would want the cop to protect me against these niggas. So this is why they get the fuck off. This is why
mm-hmm.
they get off. Because the jury is not fair with their peers of the defendant who was killed. It's not a fair jury.
Real talk.
Never is.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Never is.
Reggie? Reggie, you're still there.
I'm just sitting back agreeing with what Cheryl said. It's a damn shame that you got black people who are just kinfolk, but ain't your kinfolk. They go out there with
mm-hmm.
their masters, like Oba said, excuse me, and say, you can only protest against certain things we tell you to. And the sad
mm-hmm.
thing about it is that you got, and I just got to say this. When I saw the two piglets, Diamond and Snake, on Capitol Hill,
mm-hmm.
they not only push white supremacy, they show that they hate themselves. And by them coming up
yeah.
there and punking the lawmaker, one thing, you sort of on Capitol Hill, you're supposed to act with some decorum. They yelling and screaming,
mm-hmm.
acting cool, and them crackers allow them to get away. That's why I love the last episode of Scandal. My man got there in front of them white boys and said, y'all don't know, but a black man has been running
has
the United
running.
States. And what they do, they set up the white boy Jake so the government wouldn't understand that a black man had the dash to be running things. And that's real talk. You had a black woman in charge
yeah.
of that scene, and imagery is everything. And that's why I say God bless Ozzie Newsome. For his last act, he made sure that he gave that young brother an opportunity to move forward. Now, it's up to Mr. Jackson
mm-hmm.
to back Ozzie up. Because that's why a lot of brothers are like, damn, I give you opportunity, son, and you let me down. But my last goal is I'm going to give you opportunity to be a leader of this franchise, and hopefully you can move forward so I can sit back. And that brother came from Alabama, so you know he caught hell.
Yep. You know he caught hell. And then, ironically, Fatso Whitlock had the nerve to say, well, it wasn't bad. He got drafted at the end of the first round. You know, and this is the kind of Negro shit that gets on my last nerve. If this is
he
supposed to be about,
well, he's bought and paid.
Exactly.
He's bought and paid.
Exactly. You see, if this is supposed to be about talent, then okay, you're going to assess talent and say, all right, this is what I know will work for me. But it brings back the lesson that we have learned over the years. When you go to apply for a job, and I ain't talking about just sports, but any job, what's the first thing you should do? Research your potential employer. You know, how many people of color do they have? What type of business is it? You know, what have their hirings been like over X amount of time? These are parts of questions that you need to ask if you haven't had the answers provided to you before you actually sit down. And unfortunately, too many of these brothers believe that their talent is enough. And the agents, these crooked motherfuckers, they don't tell them because they don't care. They know there'll be another nigga coming down the pike and whatnot, and they'll be able to provide them with what they need, and they'll take their little cut from them. And then 3 years later, it'll be next man up. So we know there's a lot of misinformation and disinformation that's put forth to these kids, but some of the legwork you got to do on your own. Michael Sam cost himself a job because he got on air with his little boyfriend, and when he got selected in the seventh round, he's tongue-kissing the guy on national TV. Now, you know, celebrate how you want, love who you want, but stupid is something I cannot stand. And if you know that the guys who run this league are a bunch of conservative motherfuckers, what the fuck are you doing kissing your boyfriend on national TV? They've made a 360-degree turn and pushed him out after they sold his jersey. After they sold his jersey, it's like, okay, we got what we want. Get your black ass out of here. And he knows he's blacklisted, whether they want to admit it or not. In many ways, his is worse than Kaepernick because he was just a victim of stupidity and people who handled his shit badly. Kaepernick thought about everything he did, including how he was going to respond to the press, which makes him that much stronger and that much
and
more
that much
dangerous.
Smarter. Yep.
Exactly.
Yep. Yep, because he's going to get his money another way. Okay? Because he's smart. Because he's fucking smart. And like he said, I've got enough money to live me a lifetime. I'm good. So I'm risking my knee on the ground. Because I'm a black man and I fucking know it. And what if I had a son and I got to worry about my son out here in this world?
Come on.
And this is what
freaks
me about these black football players. You think your children are immune because you're an NFL player? Fuck no. A nigga's a nigga. And if he's riding around in a luxury car and he's 17 years old, you don't think a cracker's going to pull him over and a cracker wouldn't shoot
him?
They don't give a shit if your child is you're in the NFL.
That's right.
Give a fuck. They need to realize that it is a black man's thing. I don't care what
that's
your income is. They don't care if you got money. They don't care
that's
if your skin is black, and that's all that matters.
Come on. That's real
talk.
That's
all that fucking matters. They
it's
live
scary.
In a bubble that ain't real. Somebody needs to shake them and wake them up.
Mm-hmm. It's
I don't
scary.
Know what it needs. Mm-hmm. What happens? I guess one of their kids has to be gunned down for them to realize this is real.
Well,
and
see,
it don't matter that you're
that's
in
the whole issue. That's this whole gun issue in a nutshell. If they had shot up a school in North Philly the way they shot up that school in Florida, we would have heard all this shit about how black people are out of control, and yes, these animals did this, and the people involved were thugs and all this other shit. So they shot some fairly affluent white kids, and now all of a sudden we got a problem. This is like the brothers and sisters being affected by crack cocaine and heroin, and they were junkies, but now it's an opioid crisis because the white kids are being victimized by this as well. So it's all in how it's fashioned, how it's shaped. And there's no accountability by those who did the damage because if there were, then the pharmaceutical companies, Big Pharma, would have had to back the fuck up. But there is none, and there will be none. And because of that, the diligence that's needed and provided in the embodiment of people like Kaepernick and others who don't have the celebrity but do the grunt work every day, that's where we're at right now. And if people don't understand that we are at war, they're doing nothing but fooling themselves. Because make no bones about it, this is war. And war is hell. And in war, there's collateral damage. And we see collateral damage every time we see a policeman misuse their power. We see it every time that videotape comes forth. And now all of a sudden, police departments have to review and investigate
shit that they know they did.
Mm-hmm.
This is
they
not,
already know what happened.
They know
they
what happened.
They already know what
and
happened.
And nobody shows wearing uniforms. There's no ranks, but you better believe we are under siege. We are at war, and because of war, there are many people walking around with PTSD just from living in this country. And if you're going to ignore that, then nothing anybody says here is going to help you. May as well continue to watch Maury or The Voice or whatever fuck show it is and enjoy your ignorance, because hopefully they won't come for you. And that's what you're going to do. You're going to be afraid, living afraid, or just totally clueless, hoping that they won't come for you. Makes me shake my motherfucking head. We're going to have to close out early today because we are doing a special event. So I want to get the final thoughts from each of you. Give me a shameless plug and a final thought, sir.
Well, first of all, I'm so glad to hear my queen, Cheryl. Baby, I miss you, and I'm glad you're doing well. And my prayers go out from the Creator to bless you with his powers in order to heal you and move forward. Thank you for being on today, my queen.
Oh, no problem. I've been listening, talking to you guys. You know, I like controversy.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, that's my thing.
Yeah, I need my queen there rolling with us, so God bless you. I'll just say in closing real quick, it's a damn shame that all these people crying about Trump tax had done so well for them, but it doesn't kick in until next year. And a lot of these cops out here and other business people, deductions you used to have, your ass ain't going to be able to use them. You see how happy you are
mm-hmm.
with Trump then. Hey, Sports
mm-hmm.
Talk every Saturday on RichmondSoulRadio.com. Thank you for your time.
Yes, indeed. Cheryl? I echo Reggie's sentiments. It's so good to hear your voice. I'm glad you're doing well. I know we're going to break bread at the barbecue and talk some stuff, but give me a shameless plug and a final plug, please.
Well, my shameless plug is for Little Scholars Academy 2010 Lawn Street. We have the pre-K program, and we just acquired the building behind us. So we're expanding. And we educate your children's mind. We take 18 months and older. And we also do aftercare. And the number there is 215-392-4500.
That's 215. Did you say 292?
Uh-uh. 215-392-4500.
There you go, 215-392-4500, Little Scholars Academy. Now, in thinking about a final thought today, and thank you, G, of course, at the top of the hour, Gary Norris Gray and the Gray Leopard Cove will be in effect to get to Gary at the show, dial 646-727-3649 at the top of the hour. And again, in closing, nobody wants to feel that when they get up in the morning, that somebody's out to get them. We have so many things in place to create the illusion of everything's okay, that for the most part, many can feel assured that, yes, they're not going to come for you. But we know you can be minding your own business. You be in a shopping mall. Somebody clutches their bag. Like you max the axe or some shit, ready to do them damage, or they get nervous and move to the back of the elevator or some anything to indicate that they are in fear. Now, this fear has been generated from centuries of not just programming, but numbing the senses and making you believe that you're looking at the bad guy. And because they've done this so well, so long, nobody looks at it as being abnormal. But the brothers and sisters do what they have to do during the course of the day in this kind of atmosphere. The last thing they need when they come home and they're trying to seek some sort of redress, peace, and they can't get it because the constant drip, 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 like a leaky faucet of living in this country has gotten to them, then
You're tapping into mental health issues, which is the most insidious form of warfare, because you have broken the spirit of your enemy. And make no bones about it. They look at it this way, and the goal is to do exactly that, to break you. So all I can say is, the more you know, the better prepared you can be.
Fight back.
But reminding yourself and your loved ones of your humanity. And collectively, you will be able to weather the storm. Because as was said in a certain movie, we've been fighting this machine for hundreds of years. And the thing that matters most is that we are still here. Break it out and take you to the Music Therapy Mind Stream Sunday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern. And prior to that, Gary Norris Gray with the Music Box, 7 p.m. So we got 4 hours of music delight. Give you a chance to rebalance your scales and heal. So we know for every reaction, there's an equal and opposite reaction. And we have to fight this madness with as much positive energy and love as we can muster. On behalf of Gary Norris Gray, Reggie, Pat Freeman, the Mighty Oba, Sonic, Cheryl Jones, and myself, please go safe. I want you to get from A to B and back to A-OK. See you Sunday with the Music Therapy Mind Stream. Gary Norris Gray and the Great Upper Cove at the top of the hour. Kitchen's closed.
You know, we're dealing with a very critical and crucial time. Most crucial and critical time that I've ever witnessed. Being as young as I am, you know. We all don't want to say nothing else, but we stay as young as we are. Now I want to talk about the pronunciation and the realization. Now, the educator, they call it ESP, positive thinking, right? Some of the people on the cross the other side of the pond call it vibe, vibration, astrology, and all those different things, you understand? But I call what it is and what it is. What it is and what it is. Look at him. Now you see, a brother, you take in the ghetto, you find a whole lot of crime. I can understand, hey, I know what it means. Being 9 years old before I got my first pair on the way out of a store. You know, putting on a half-pressed suit from the pawn shop. With tennis shoes, trying to be hip, so I know where it's coming from. Like the fella say, having catfish head stew. And then like the catfish went in there with his head and come out very quick and didn't leave nothing else. Now it's one thing the educators and the politicians and the establishment gotta remember. Now brothers need jobs. If you don't work, you can't eat. If you don't work, you can't eat. Get hip to yourself, good God, my brother, and get it from the street. If you don't work, you can't eat. Sis, if you don't work, Lord, you can't eat. So you got to have mind power to deal with starvation. And that's what we're dealing with. You see, we can't go back to the biblical stories, two loaves of bread, or two little fishes, five loaves of bread, two little fishes, yeah, five loaves of bread. Now look here, too many brothers to go by that. Now I want your brothers to dig where we're coming from. Set your mind right here. Dig the JBE experience.
I dug this from a young man out of New York. He said the GBE, the GBE. Now we want to take it to the JBE, the JB experience. And Fred, brother, brother, lay it on me, lay it.
What it is, what it is, what it is, what it is, what it is. You can't change it. But wait a minute. Now look here. I believe we should go back to the top. I want to go back to the beginning. Because I let your old Morgan play them funky sticks over there. Now we'll build it up a little bit and we'll tell them what it is and what it is. 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 Give me some horns. What it is and what it is. What it is and what it is. Right now.